We're happy to be talking to you this morning, Brandon. Thanks for being on the show again. What are some signs that are telltale that you are getting burned out at work?
I would say there are really several biggies. And I think the first one, the easy place to start, is physical signs.
Okay.
So if you're not sleeping well or having nightmares, that's another great clue.
Hmm.
So nightmares can be great signs that, you know, things are just not going right.
Do they necessarily have to be work-related, or could it be like, you know, a giant meatball's chasing me down the street?
Giant meatball work? I mean, anything that just really just disturbs you while you're trying to sleep.
Now, is burnout a problem nowadays with everyone just thankful to just to have a job? Are people still getting burnout even though the economy is the way it is?
Absolutely. And the primary reason, I was doing a workshop for a group of nurses last week, and they all said, you just in a uniform way, we're all doing 2.5 times the amount of work we should be doing.
Whoa.
So even though we can sit back and appreciate that we have a job and that's wonderful, everyone's overloaded right now. Everyone's doing more with less.
Now, what if someone knows it? They've got the signs. They're there. They're burned out at work. What can they do to get motivated and recharge their batteries?
Well, I think the big thing about burnout and stress in general is it's actually not a bad thing. And I think that's a really important point people need to understand, because stress allows us to grow and stretch. So the wrong thing to do is to say, you know, I'm going to quit everything and move to the beach.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
I don't dream of that. But that's actually not what we want to do if we really want to achieve our potential.
Okay.
What you really want to do is find a healthy way to cope with it and deal with it. And so the big challenge is figuring out what recharges your batteries, what allows you to maintain a healthy level of stress in your life so you're constantly being pushed.
What are some of the typical things that people do to recharge? Like during the workday, is taking a coffee break really really significant in feeling better about your job?
It can be. It absolutely can be. And sometimes that can be for different reasons. So what some people need is they need a recharge time, alone time. They need time to go off and just be by themselves, to either just have quiet time or to rest. Okay. Other people need that relational time. They need to go connect with somebody else and share with them what's going on and kind of vent.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another way that we can possibly cope with it. More sleep is a great one, too.
Ooh.
You know, if you're not getting enough sleep, you know, you kind of want to shoot for 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good, healthy line.
Is that 7 hours over the course of 2 days?
Over time, that'll catch up with you. Different people have different thresholds, but over time, that lack of sleep will really catch up to you.
Huh. All right. Well, Brandon, some great advice on how to handle stress and burnout at work, and we're going to put a link to the workplacetherapist.com from our Facebook page so people can learn more about how to handle the stress at work. And thanks for being on the show.
Great to talk to you both again. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks,
all right,
Brandon.
Bye,
Take
Brandon.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.